Every year, the state gives out millions of dollars in bonuses to Indiana's highest-rated teachers, but they don't all get the same amount. This year, some got $2,500, and others, nothing at all. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Claire McInerney spoke with educators at both ends of the spectrum, and they all want to see the system change.
Heather Peacock is not the only teacher in her family.
Both my sister and sister-in-law are teachers.
All three of them teach in Indianapolis school districts. All are rated highly effective teachers, the highest ranking. And they all received their state bonuses at the end of 2016.
We were all together at Christmas, and while I didn't begrudge any one of them for the extra money coming on their check, I thought it was really interesting that we had all been evaluated as highly effective by our school administrators, and we were all receiving different amounts of money.
One sister got $2,200, one got $900, and Peacock, she got $47. Why? While the schools rate their teachers, a state formula allocates the money, and it's mostly based on ISTEP scores. Teachers like Peacock, whose students didn't perform as well on the state test, received a lower bonus. Peacock's taught at Wayne Township's McClelland Elementary for 18 years. A third of her students are English language learners, and around half of her class uses special education services, which means a big part of her week is spent.
Well, my kids are famous for saying, "Another meeting?"
Because the special learning plans require check-ins with parents and administrators, which means planning classes for substitutes and more paperwork. Peacock is usually at McClelland Elementary from 6:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. and most Sundays. She says she'd like to see the bonus formula change because
it could have really helped, but we didn't, my husband and I, we didn't dwell on it.
25 miles away at Carmel Clay Schools, Superintendent Nick Wall was also not pleased when the bonuses came out.
It was very sad, to be quite frank.
In the current bonus formula, dictated by ISTEP scores, his highly effective teachers got the largest bonus in the state, around $2,500. But he says this formula has to change.
Because we have public school teachers across the state, you know, from urban to suburban to rural, who are doing very good things in the classroom every day. And unfortunately, it sends them a message that they're not as important, per se. And I think that's very unfortunate.
Wall says the state needs to value all of its top-rated public school teachers equally, from Heather Peacock in Wayne Township to one of his highest-rated teachers, Julie Arnold.
You didn't have enough math today, Jackson? 2 hours didn't do it for you?
It's obvious when you walk into Arnold's fifth-grade gifted class at Forestdale Elementary in Carmel. Her kids love learning.
For science today, we did the science of water bottle flipping.
I asked one of her students, Lily, what she thought made Arnold a good teacher.
She gives us choices. Like, some people learn a different way than others, and, like, she'll let people group together and some work on their own.
And like Peacock, when she goes home, she plans classes, does her paperwork, and answers parent emails for about 4 to 5 hours. She takes Saturday off, but works in her classroom every Sunday.
I think of myself as a teacher for the whole child, and so those things are necessary.
Arnold also disagrees with the bonus formula.
I've never met a teacher who didn't spend countless hours outside of the classroom, who didn't fully invest in what they were doing during the day, and at considerable sacrifice.
Administrators in both districts have lobbied lawmakers for change. Many would rather see the formula based on student growth. So a teacher would get a bonus based on how students improved on testing throughout the year, regardless if they passed the test or not. Even if the formula stays the same, both teachers say they don't expect a bonus. And Wayne Township's Peacock says she gets that validation for doing a good job from her students and their families.
You know, I'm not here for a bonus. I didn't become a teacher to make piles of money. I love what I do. I tell people all the time, it's a great gig. It's my life's work, so I'm pleased to come and do it every day.
Peacock and many of her colleagues in Wayne Township donated their $47 bonuses to their district's education foundation, which gives teachers grants to try new things in the classroom. So far, they've raised $4,000. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Claire McInerney.